come and see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. All the regular Friday features are beginning. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and, of course, Fly Jams Friday, where we play funky R&B. And if you want to jump in for a request or anything like that, it's 312-981-7200. But we begin with You Big Dummy. This is where we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote on who the biggest dummy is of the week. There we go. Let's begin. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. When you're already in trouble, lying to police doesn't make things any better. It's especially true when you fib about your name while you're wearing your name badge. Lincoln police arrested Markel Towner after responding to a domestic assault call. There were already two warrants out for his arrest. When they arrived at the scene, police said Towner tried to provide a false name, but officers noticed he was wearing a lanyard with his correct name around his neck. After an initial struggle, Towner was taken into custody without injury and arrested for resisting arrest, obstructing government operation, false reporting, child neglect, and third-degree domestic assault. And that's because he had a name tag on.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Fox 2 recently showed surveillance video of a $500 dine-in dash by a large group at Macomb County Japanese restaurant, steakhouse. That video helped police track down some of the people involved. Two women are facing charges, including a Detroit police officer. The large group sat at the table racking up a bill of more than $500, then casually walked out. And they didn't realize there was a security camera watching the whole time. It was a Mother's Day meal for a family of 10 adults. Oh, my God. And a handful of kids who filled their faces with at the Sagano Japanese Steakhouse in Warren and then asked for five separate tabs. The server was never able to deliver the checks because the group walked out on their $530 bill. Investigators say no question that it was a dine-in dash. We don't get this very often. I can't remember the last time we had a dine-in dash, and I certainly can't remember one that was over $500, Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith said. Smith says after surveillance video ran on Fox 2 last Friday, tips came in leading investigators to a female Detroit police officer who was now facing misdemeanor for the crime. It's really disappointing on a lot of levels, Smith said. You hear dine-in dashes from kids in high school doing this, maybe college, but not law enforcement doing something like this. The day after Fox 2's story aired, someone came to Sagano, paid that bill, saying the restaurant staff that they were a friend of the party who walked out. Turns out, Smith says, it was a DDPD officer herself. The fact that none of them, particularly law enforcement officer, didn't think it through, and maybe she shouldn't do this. I was surprised that they had been charged for this crime, but I thought that they had paid everything and it would be done, the restaurant manager said. We broke the news to the restaurant manager, who says that he hopes that they had learned their lesson. As far as I'm concerned, they paid, they apologized, I'd like to forget about it, he said. The officer and another woman in the group are facing a 90-day misdemeanor. They're expected to be in court Thursday. Detroit police have launched an internal investigation to put that officer on restricted duty and no gun status.
Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. An Oregon man who staged a home invasion robbery confessed that he fabricated the story as a way of covering up the theft of $700 in Girl Scout cookie proceeds. Wow. That's a pretty successful haul. Money that he used then to pay for an erotic massage. Brian David Couture, 40, was sentenced yesterday to perform 80 hours of community service and placed on 18 months probation. He was also ordered to pay restitution in connection with his conviction for filing a false police report. In a plea deal, two other misdemeanor charges, criminal mischief and improper use of the 911 system, were dismissed. In early March, Couture called police to his suburban Portland home and claimed that was attacked by a male intruder who damaged a work laptop and took $700 that had been stored in a jar. The money, with the proceeds from the Girl Scout cookies, sold by Couture's daughter. In short order, Couture confessed to skeptical cops that his story was untrue and admitted that he swiped the cookie proceeds, some of which he used to pay for an erotic massage. Couture faked the robbery since he would be unable to explain the missing cookie money. 4 days after Couture's March 18th arrest, his wife Emily filed for legal for legal separations. Couture now resides in an apartment 2 miles from his former residence.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Number four. This is out of Amsterdam. A Montgomery County sheriff's deputy pulled over a driver in Amsterdam Monday for an inspection sticker that didn't look right, sheriff's official said. As it turns out, there was a good reason it didn't look right. It was hand-drawn and made from construction paper, Jeffrey Smith, the county sheriff, said. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office posted a copy of the quote-unquote sticker, a post that received nearly 4,000 shares in 6 hours. So we appreciate people who take some initiative. However, this will not work as your vehicle inspection sticker. Nice try, the post read. Officers identified the driver as Manuel Muniz, 35, of Amsterdam. He faces a violation for having an unregistered motor vehicle, Smith said. The investigation into the quote-unquote sticker continued. The stop happened just after 10 a.m. on Market Street in Amsterdam near McDonald's, Smith said, after the deputy spotted the unusual decal. A closer look revealed that the sticker read New York State Safety Emission Inspection Certificate 2020, all handwritten. The months and boxes were all handwritten on this sticker that had a January box punched. It even had a barcode at the top and a series of hand-drawn lines. Muniz was taken to the nearest Amsterdam City Court later. So there you go.
You think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
All right. We got a break here. And we got one more dummy to read, and then we will vote. And remember, Tom will vote, I will vote, and then we'll do a recap. I'll do a recap, Tom will vote. I'll vote, and then you are the first person through, first listener through, will be vote number three at 312-981-7200. Let's break for the weather. Here's your forecast. There will be above normal temperatures, but they're going to span all over the place. 70s, upper 70s and 60s near the lake. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, warm, more humid. Scattered thunderstorms may produce localized heavy rain and gusty winds. Rain will, with widely scattered storms overnight, low of 62. Sunday, some peaks of sun, but otherwise mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible morning and in the afternoon. Monday, partly cloudy, warmer overnight, a low in the mid-60s. And then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, chance of scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Currently 60 degrees at O'Hare, 61 at Midway, 55 at the lakefront. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up You Big Dummy. We'll get some votes going. And then we will jump into the other regular Friday features. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Friday features have begun. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. A teenager who stole a rare endangered lemur from a Southern California zoo last summer has agreed to plead guilty to the crime. According to the Department of Justice release, 19-year-old Aquinas Quinn Casbar has agreed to plead guilty to one misdemeanor count of unlawfully taking an endangered species. Authorities said Casbar broke into the Santa Ana Zoo after hours last July and stole Isaac, who at 32... who at 32 is the oldest living ring-tailed lemur in captivity in North America, according to the Orange County Register. Casbar, who intended to keep the endangered species as a pet, used bolt cutters to cut a hole in the zoo's enclosures for lemurs and monkeys. As a result, several animals escaped when the accused grabbed Isaac, though they were later retrieved. Once Casbar had the lemur, he put the extremely rare, extremely endangered animal in a plastic drawer that lacked ventilation holes. The next day, he changed his mind about being a lemur owner and left Isaac, still in the plastic drawer, in front of the Newport Beach Motel. Casbar helpfully placed two notes on the drawer reading, "Lemur, quota, with tracker, and this belongs to the Santa Ana Zoo. It was taken last night. Please bring it to the police." A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed to The Guardian that Isaac is safe and sound. The DOG estimates Casbar's actions cost the zoo about $8,486. Casbar has agreed to plead guilty on one misdemeanor count of unlawfully taking an endangered species, a charge that carries a statutory of a maximum penalty of 1 year in federal prison and a $100,000 fine. The next court date is scheduled May 28th at the United States District Court in Santa Ana. This isn't the first time Casbar has been accused of stealing animals. The Los Angeles Times reports that he is a suspect in a string of home robberies on Balboa Island last year that included the theft of one woman's beloved reptile. "He took my little pet tortoise, a tortoise I had for 10 years, Claudia Schmelzer told the paper. "He takes whatever he wants like it's his God-given right. He's damn good at it, and he'll do it again." He'll do it again.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. We have to do some voting here. So, let's do a recap, and then first listener through will be our third vote. So it's 312-981-7200. But let me recap the dummies for this week. The dummy who gave the police a fake name while he was wearing his name badge. The dummy cop who dined and dashed a $500 tab at a restaurant. The dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money to pay for an erotic massage. The dummy who made an inspection sticker out of construction paper, and the dummy who stole an endangered lemur just to be his pet. So these are our choices. Those are our five choices. The dummy who gave the police a fake name while he was wearing a name badge. The dummy cop who dined and dashed a $500 tab at a restaurant. The dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout money. Girl Scout cookie money for an erotic massage. The dummy who made an inspection sticker out of cardboard, and the dummy who stole an endangered lemur to be his pet. All right, Tom, where are you going with this?
All right, I'm a little bit split between the name tag guy and the fake like parking sticker or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go with the fake parking sticker because I don't know if you there's no picture of it there, but I saw the picture and it's not convincing at all.
Yeah,
it's like drawn in like Sharpie.
We've had similar stories to this over the years where people have, you know, put like fake certificates in their car window, or somebody made an actual fake license plate that didn't even resemble a license plate. It was made out of cardboard and had, you know, marker on it, like it was supposed to fool somebody. So you're going to go with the inspection sticker.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. There's a lot of dummies here. There's a lot of real dummies here. I got to say, a cop being part of a dine and dash is just absurd. Just completely absurd and unbelievably stupid. I didn't like that the dummy in story number five actually put the lemur in some sort of danger. I wasn't happy about that.
No.
That kind of pushed it over a little bit, so I can't vote for him.
No.
The inspection sticker is great, but I got to go with the idiot who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money, faked a burglary, and wanted to get an erotic massage. And the key to that story is that his wife said that's it. She filed for separation. He's living in a lonely apartment 2 miles away. So I'm going with that dummy. So we got to get a vote here to break this tie. So it's the dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money for an erotic massage and the dummy who made an inspection sticker out of paper and pen. Stuart, you're the deciding vote. Where are you going to go?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think the guy that made the sticker, that's pretty creative, to do that. And I have to go with the police officer who did the dine and dash.
Oh, all right. So you're going with that.
That's just wrong. I mean, they're supposed to uphold the law. They should know better.
Right. Okay. All right, Stuart. But we still have to break the tie. Thank you, Stuart. We need one more call here to break this tie. 312-981-7200. Here are your two choices. You have the dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money to pay for an erotic massage, and you have the dummy who made an inspection sticker for his car out of paper. So the first person through, these are the two choices that you have. No other choices. We're down to these two. We got to break the tie. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got somebody here? Here's Chris on WGN. All right, Chris, which one of those are you picking?
I'll pick the guy with the lanyard. That is really dumb to have the lanyard with your name and lie about your name.
Okay,
the number one.
That's not okay. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. But it's two choices you have. We're down to two choices. Okay, you have the dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money to pay for an erotic massage, and you have the dummy who made an inspection sticker out of paper. There are no other choices. These are the only choices left. Okay, all right. Here's Jason on WGN. Jason.
Hi, Nick. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to have to go with you with the erotic massage.
There it is.
And there it is. All right. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. So that's our dummy of the week. We had to crown a dummy of the week, and it's the dummy who stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money to pay for an erotic massage. I also love the fact that the reporting of this, every time they mention the massage, they put the word erotic in front of it just to make it even...
Yeah, that's an erotic massage.
Just to make it not just a massage. It was an erotic massage. It was very important that they put that word in there.
Which do you think set the wife over the edge? Was it the theft or the fact that he used it for the erotic massage?
I mean, it's got to be both. I mean, taking their daughter's Girl Scout cookie money?
So if he had just gotten an erotic massage and
maybe
not stolen any money.
Maybe she would have went, that was ridiculous and stupid. Maybe I'll forgive you. But as soon as it was like, oh, yeah, I staged an entire fake burglary. I took our daughter's Girl Scout cookie money and got an erotic massage. Not just a regular massage, but an erotic massage. and by the way, good for her. Over $700?
Yeah.
For Girl Scout cookies? That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty good haul. She sold a lot of cookies. That's a lot of Thin Mints. All right. Well, there you go. We'll have more dummies. We're never at a loss for no Florida dummies this week.
No.
An unusual week with no Florida dummies.
Surprisingly absent, Florida.
Wow.
Step up your game.
Got to step up your game. Your dummy game, Florida.
Go suplex a
fake alligator. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break here. The news is coming up, and then after the news, we'll jump back into the regular feature, starting with Straight Out of Context. News is up after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context.
context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN live in the Allstate Skyline studio. And we're here until 5 o'clock. By the way, people in the newsroom are keeping an eye on what's going on overseas in Britain right now. And we'll get you updated on that when we get to get to the news and throughout the morning. We'll tell you what's going on there. But we're back, and it's Friday morning, so that means our regular Friday features will begin as usual. So let's get into it. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let's begin, shall we?
All right. So this first one comes to us from Rob. It's Mary Sandberg.
I love a guest that comes early.
Congrats on the new job.
Congrats to...
I hope we get... will we get more gems like that?
I would hope so. I would really hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary got a great new awesome job here at WGN, and she's essentially our boss.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Maybe we can't play these anymore. She might just say,
"No,
you can't play my contributions anymore." But
right.
So we'll see. Very cool. Congratulations. She's awesome, and
she's absolutely
the correct person for the job. Mm-hmm. She's great. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, Brian caught Steve Cochran here.
It's not like I don't know how to eat out. I've been doing it my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah.
You know, actually, Steve's having a rough week this week for Straight Out of Context. Eric O. caught him saying this.
A lot of people got pounded.
That's okay. Very good. All right.
All right. Next up, Patty V. was caught by Jim.
I got my panties in a bunch. I'm just saying, Eric, I got my panties in a bunch. And so do other people.
It must have been pretty tight.
Jeez.
I know she works blue, but come on.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Mike Steven got caught by Tom from Bartlett.
This is a nice way to get up on a Saturday morning.
Broham.
Yeah.
All right, good old Broham.
You know, that show, I don't know if it started there, but it used to be on my old college station.
Oh, yeah.
I board opted for him once.
Though, did you really? You did for Broham?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. It was Steven in the evening or what?
It was still Outside the Loop Radio.
Oh, okay. Did you know Andy Herman?
I think I met him once, yeah.
Yeah, he was my producer for 11 years.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. And Mike Steven used to produce my show.
I'm pretty sure I met Andy at least once.
Yeah, Andy was a ginger. He had red hair, glasses,
yep.
Both those guys produced my show. Andy would produce Friday and Saturday, and Mike would produce Sundays.
Wow.
And Andy for 11 years. I worked with Mike for about 5 or 6.
Well, yeah, they're spectacular
producer.
Guys.
Yeah, great guys. Great guys.
All right, next I've got a little bit of a celebrity one. This is Willie Geist from the Saturday edition of Today.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice how big it is?
Oh, man.
He was on with Pete and Jane, and it was caught by Steven.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I've ever caught Roger Badish before, but he's...
He's appeared frequently on this segment. He has in the past.
Well, it's a little bit of a twofer here as well because it's Carl Amari and caught by Margaret in Bridgeport.
I'm trying to go deeper there.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
He's talking about his voice, I would imagine, because that's not how Roger actually talks.
No.
Good one, though. Nice catch.
Very good. All right, next up, Scott from Carpentersville caught Bill Leff and Steve Bertrand here.
Over the weekend, I was riding the dragon.
Everyone rides the dragon on the weekend.
What?
Dragon riding. It's a hot
They had to have been talking about Game of Thrones.
That they were.
Okay.
All right, next up, another Steve Bertrand here.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a listen.
The bigger thing is they feel like meat.
They feel like meat?
Yeah, feels like meat. That was Brian there.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, next up, another one for Mary Sandberg. She's having a good week this week.
All right.
Go down your thigh.
Right.
Go further down.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That was caught by Fox Valley Mike.
What? They do realize that they're on in the morning, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Kids can hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, yet another one for Steve Bertrand.
You don't have to go in it to appreciate it.
That's off the John Williams show. That's where
sure,
he was.
Of course
by
it was.
Jesse.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Of course it was John Williams show.
Yeah. No, okay. It wouldn't be straight out of context without our good friend Lou Manfredini.
Didn't we shoot a video that you have that we shot on a phone or something of me doing it?
And that was also coming to us from Brian.
Thank you. Good ears. That's funny.
That's good.
That's a good one.
You have to wait for it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Joe Brand got caught by, let's see here, another Brian. Brian had a really good week this week with listening.
Brian went deep three times last night.
yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay.
Yet another Steve Cochran here, caught by Linda.
Remember when Hummers were a thing?
That's a very good one.
That's good. A lot of gas mileage. That's the problem.
They yeah.
Use up a lot of gas. All right.
And then finally, this was, I can't remember her last name. It's Lauren Lapka, right?
Yeah.
She's on the John Williams show, and she got caught by Celine.
You don't get the happy ending most of the time.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm trying to figure out whether the guy who stole his daughter's, Girl Scout cookies got one of those when he went for his erotic massage. Well, there it is. That's straight out of context. Keep your ears open for the filth, and you'll find it. So, again, 24 hours, listen, 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context, and it sounds dirty, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies. Spies. Like us. That's right. All right, Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time mentions me. We want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll play the spies back. Okay.
So we didn't see Wendy in Straight Out of Context, but here she is in Spies.
Now, grapefruit season is over, but you'll still see, if you go to the store, they still have grapefruit, but they're not as good. Feel them. I like to just sit in the aisle and just grab them.
Use that, Nick DiGilio.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You're feeling grapefruits. Okay.
Bill.
Yeah.
All right. So
who sent that in?
That's from Scott. In Carpentersville.
Carpentersville. Okay.
Now Streamwood. Now, the next two are a bit of a saga in of themselves. So I don't know if you heard, but Dave Ennett had his yogurt stolen recently. And so they were trying to figure out who the perpetrator.
I did hear about this.
To me, the bigger issue here, it's not my yogurt. Believe me, I can go get another. I brought another yogurt in today. It's still there. I checked. But it's why you would take someone else's belongings when you work in a place with such a great prestige involved.
You would hope that the person was really hungry.
Right.
Which, if they ask me.
Yeah, had a sugar spike or something.
Right.
If you were working overnight, you hadn't eaten all night.
But this was between 4:30 in the morning and 10:20 in the morning. I mean, it's just a little under 6 hours.
What do we know about DiGilio's producer?
Yeah,
can we trust DiGilio's producer?
He gets done, snatch and run, both of them.
Oh, I haven't thought of that.
He's new.
Because they get off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we trust that guy?
He doesn't look like a yogurt eater, though. I wouldn't
he's a big dude.
I wouldn't pick it. Pay him.
And I know Nick wouldn't take it.
I've met all of these people multiple times, and they're having trouble with my last name. Unbelievable. Shameful.
What was it? What was it? Somebody said, yeah, he's new.
Yeah, it's only been like 3 years, man. I know I don't come to all the company functions. Maybe it's because I'm working in the middle of the night.
Dave is here in the sports department. Did you find out who stole your yogurt?
First of all, I know Tom's last name. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
And I know he's... I think Mary was just saying that he's new to the show.
Oh, new to our show.
New to the show.
Right.
And yeah. I said I didn't think anybody who was at the station in these hours would have taken the yogurt. I mean, in the 4:30 to 5 to 5:30 window. I thought it was someone who might have come in a little bit later.
Yeah.
No, but the yogurt was never found, Nick. I got a card yesterday from the yogurt fairy with a new yogurt with it. All I know.
It's funny he should mention that because that's our next spy. There was a little talk about this yogurt fairy on.
Okay, here we go.
What did the card say?
Oh, the card says, one day at a time, one step at a time.
Oh, is that David Kaplan? It's a philosopher.
Says, you can make it. Hope today is a very good day for you. That's the printed message.
Guilt.
I hear someone took your yogurt. Never fear, the yogurt fairy will dish out some well-deserved vigilante justice. Sincerely, the yogurt fairy.
All right, now so you know who the yogurt fairy is because you saw them drop the card.
Right.
Is the I know you don't want to reveal your sources.
Yeah, reporter's
because
privilege
it's a
on this.
Strong journalistic tenet. Is the person a member of the news team?
No.
Wow, that was a big silence.
Told you I didn't do it.
I would say this.
Was it Patty Vasquez?
If you're out there,
was
call
it Patty
in. Call
was
in.
Call into the fairy. Okay.
Was it Patty Vasquez?
It was not.
No, it doesn't look like her handwriting. Hmm. I think it was a guy. Am I right?
I think the fairy should call in and get me off the hook.
What was his name?
F-A-I-R-Y.
Nick DiGilio, possibly.
I don't see Good Nick. Morning, yogurt fairy.
Hey, how you doing?
What the heck is that?
We're fine, Yogurt Fairy. Are you calling to admit it was you?
Well, I'm calling to admit that I replace the yogurt because that's what I do. I give yogurt to the people who need it.
I see. You must be
and
very
David
busy.
David is a very good boy. He always eats his yogurt.
Oh, is it based on behavior, whether or not you get yogurt?
Yes, and Dave does a spectacular job on the sports, and he always eats his yogurt, so... When I heard that someone took his yogurt, I said, he's going to get a nice new one.
Are you doing a fake Boston accent just to make us be thrown off the scent that you're actually from here?
No, Steve.
I can confirm that was a lie.
All right, so here are the people that are here at 10 o'clock at night. We got engineers. Is it an engineer?
No.
It's not an engineer.
Oh, that was my guess.
All right, so it's got to be a producer.
Nick DiGilio, Tom Hush. Is that his last name, the producer of Nick's show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a producer
or one
of these alleged interns.
Tom.
Yeah, is that his last name?
That is his last name. That's your new boss, by the way. I know. I want you to know that. Your new boss doesn't know what your last name is.
Is Tom developing a complex here?
You got to get out more, Tom.
How does my name keep coming up? I don't understand that.
Because it's overnight.
So what? I don't eat yogurt.
Well, they're not accusing you, though.
No, they said three times my name was mentioned in conjunction with stolen yogurt.
Maybe you look thievish to them.
Well, okay, I can understand that. Wow. Tom, you might want to write your last name somewhere so people can...
Maybe I'll put a name tag on.
Wear a name tag.
That's what we should do.
That's what it is, wear a name tag. And you were part of the investigation there, Vic. You couldn't vouch for Tom?
I was brought into
whatever his last name is.
Against my will when the fairy brought the yogurt in.
Oh, okay. And
he was interrogated.
I felt like I was, Dave.
Wow. So the yogurt saga does continue because you never found the yogurt.
It's been a week now.
They didn't find it because I did not violate reporter's privilege. I stuck to my guns.
Oh, okay.
He will remain protected.
And then Dave left that yogurt in the kitchen, didn't you, Dave?
I did, yeah.
So now it's sitting on the counter.
Again, the yogurt fairy would fly by and grab it.
And so you left it just outside, out of the fridge in the kitchen?
Well, it had been sitting, I don't know how long it had been sitting in my studio. I wasn't going to eat it.
It had only been there about a half an hour.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have eaten it.
Oh man. Well...
there are bigger problems in the world. I get it.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. That's a pretty big problem.
I think so.
Okay. All right. We have to break. Thank you for chiming in, guys. I don't even know if we're going to have time for Fly James Friday at this point.
Oh, no.
Yogurt takes precedent over Sly Stone. That's what we usually say.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. All right. We got time for a few Fly Jams on this funky Friday morning. We got Biggity Biggity Vic Double V, Double Verified Double V is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And do we have your intro for DJ?
Oh, yeah, luscious hushes, baby.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, we got time for a few before we get out of here. What do we got first?
Yeah, well, we're going to start off with the Stone Cold Classic. It's Lady Marmalade by Patti LaBelle, requested by David Monroe.
All right. Yeah, it's an absolute classic. I'm glad they didn't choose the Moulin Rouge version.
That was the version I grew up on, honestly.
All right, Fly Jams.
All right, next up we got A Mighty Love by The Spinners, requested by Paul. Let's take a listen.
Once there was a boy and girl. Boy said, I love you so. Girl said, I never leave you. They grew older and left each other, 'cause that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes. Then there's a time.
Yeah.
Seems like
that's a great song.
Gotta have the
Spinners. We've had that, we've played that one before, but not enough. We've heard a lot of Spinners songs. I mean, well, the Spinners are a staple to Fly Jams. So, but that's a great one. Don't hear that one enough. Okay, what's next?
Next up is a little Barry White for all you lovers out there.
Yeah.
It's You're My First, My Last, My Everything.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with Barry. Who requested that?
That was Jeff in Hammond.
Jeff in Hammond getting a little funky with Barry White. All right. All right. I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, we'll do one more. This one's coming to us from Rasco. It's the song Let It Whip by the Daz Band.
It's a great song.
Oh, it's so good.
Great song. Right. So there you go. Fly Jams Friday, a little shorter version, but we'll do it again next week. Fly Jams Friday. By the way, we are off on Monday, but John Hansen will be filling in for me. So we're off on Monday for Memorial Day. Have a happy Memorial Day. And we will see you on Tuesday morning with my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo.
Oh, man, I forgot.
She will be joining us on Tuesday morning, my lovely future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo. Oh, I love her. And the chemistry will just be, have you ever heard us talk, heard me and Dina talk?
Well, I've listened to the podcast.
Okay.
But,
there's a lot of sparks are going to fly, my friend. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we'll see you guys on Tuesday morning. The news is up after this.